going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If it's being played, we're talking about it here.
Our in-depth coverage of everything high school sports continues.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Timmy and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whichever one you want to call it. Final segment of the show. Going to let you know what I'm getting, looking forward to getting into here momentarily. But real quick, just want to once again thank Head Coach Montavious Coleman, Southwest DeKalb, Panthers girls track and field team. Appreciate that conversation with him that you just heard. If you missed it, be sure you go to the Odyssey app, hit that rewind. You'll see Day-Day on there, and you should see the title there, Southwest DeKalb, using speed to bring the standard back to girls track, Panthers track, I should say. So you'll see that on there. And you can also hear the prep roundup. Shout out to Coach Blair Barksdale of the Midtown Knights girls soccer team, as well as Coach Ryan Davis of the Woodward Academy track field team. Got a chance to catch up with both of them after some phenomenal outings by both of those programs. So you can hear that in the prep roundup. So good stuff there. It's always a great opportunity, and I'm always appreciative of speaking to the coaches and student athletes out there. All right. Listen, I know you're thinking, why did they take 1 hour to talk high school sports and not talk about the draft? The draft is tomorrow. I want to know what the Falcons might do. We all want to know what the Falcons might do, but guess what? We don't know what the Falcons are going to do. This time tomorrow night, you will know what they have done if they stay kaput. But make sure you tap in tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., the morning shift with Mike Johnson, Bo Squid, Billy Morgan. They will kick things off with final thoughts and predictions. They don't really get predictions, but final thoughts, I should say, on the NFL draft and, you know, what direction the Falcons may go, followed up by the Steakhouse, Steak Shapiro, and Sandra Golden tomorrow. We'll be in Andy and Randy holding things down after that. And then, of course, Dukes and Bell, they will also be live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium just ahead of the draft. And then we'll have our post-draft show afterwards. So, man, our post-draft show. So a lot going on tomorrow to keep you all in the loop on what's going to happen with the Falcons and the draft. And it is for me, there's always still the fan side of it. Yes, I work in sports radio. We cover the team, but it's, for me, there's still the fan side. I still get fascinated with, you know, when these teams don't make the picks people wanted to or hoped they would pick, or even not necessarily the person per se, but the direction, the position. Like, it's all very fascinating to see. Like, I remember standing right in front of the stage last year when the Falcons, because I had my phone up. I wanted to get a video of the reaction when the Falcons made their pick. And it was the most interesting reaction, because it was just like, it was like nobody knew how to react. It was like, Falcons, with the 8th pick overall, Atlanta Falcons draft, Michael Penix Jr. And it was just kind of, everybody was just kind of like, huh? Like, well, yeah, we know who he is, but quarterback? We just signed Kirk Cousins. And so, like, the video, I might still have the video. I'm going to have to try to retweet it and repost it. But that reaction from the crowd was one of the most interesting reactions, because no one knew how to react. They just didn't know how they wanted to respond to it. So I don't think the Falcons are going to hit us with one of those this year. They're definitely not going to draft a quarterback. But I don't think they're going to hit us with such a surprising move. I really don't. I think it's going to be I really feel like they're going to go for the best defensive player of need. However, picking at 15, you know, what happens in front of them is really going to possibly make it tricky for them to get the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Particular player they want. I'll say it that way. If that makes sense. Makes sense.
You know what would be a good topic? If somebody's show had who were surprising number 15 picks just based off of that.
Yeah. 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 Very much so. So, well, like I said, tune in tomorrow morning. I'm sure all the crews are going to hold us down in that aspect, some form or fashion. All right, before I get out of here, what I'm looking forward to this week, honestly, won't be covering too much. I will make it back Saturday to possibly catch some things. However, we're going to Orlando. If you heard the beginning of the show, my 12-year-old has a band performance. His school is going down to Orlando. They'll be performing at one of the Universal theme parks. And so we're driving down. But then my oldest son has his 8th grade dance Saturday night. And my 12-year-old, they perform Friday and Saturday. So
what's his instrument?
Sax. So my oldest son will fly back Saturday morning so that he's back in time for his 8th grade dance. And he has his 7-on-7 team is supposed to be playing in one of the final tournament, which is like a national championship. Shout out to FSG. They're supposed to be playing in that. Saturday, but more so than anything, the eighth grade dance, he really wanted to be a part of that. So he and I will fly back. So and while my wife and the rest of the family, they'll still be in Orlando until Sunday. So depending on how things go Saturday, you know, I'm kind of looking over everything. There'll be some if games in baseball Saturday. You know, there'll be some track and field Saturday. So it just kind of depends on how my son's schedule, the oldest schedule, goes with his 7-on-7 tournament. That's really going to kind of shape what I'm able to get into. But again, we hit the road tomorrow morning. So me going to, I was supposed to, up until my whole tooth incident, I was actually supposed to go see some soccer tonight. I was supposed to go check out Campbell. They opened up their, they had their first round matchup tonight. But unfortunately couldn't make it over because I had to go straight to the dentist to get looked at. Because man, when I tell you, I was in pain. Gonna go straight from here to go to that dentist's office and pick up those meds, and it's not gonna make me drowsy, so you know I may not get a lot of sleep tonight just due to I still got stuff to get ready for tomorrow. I gotta make sure Dukes and Bell are good to go for tomorrow and Friday. So but you know, we're road warriors. We'll switch off, my wife and I, as we hit the road, and my sister-in-law is riding with us as well. So oh Lord, when she drives, oh my goodness. You ever have a road trip and there's the one person that's always willing to drive, but you just absolutely do not want them to drive?
I hate to admit it, but that's me.
Oh, you're the one that no one wants to drive?
I'm the one that everybody stays awake for. Like, everybody else falls asleep for everybody right. else, but they stay awake for me. Yeah.
Well, staying awake for her is not necessarily the issue. It's we'll never get there. Like, she is a granny when it comes to driving. Like a Orlando, my wife and I, when we, you know, either one of us, even if one of us takes the whole haul, with the stops with the kids, we can make that a seven-hour road trip, even with the stops, because we're very militant when it comes to the stops. We're going to open these doors. You're going to go to the bathroom. Like, you know, we already got the snacks in the car. We make one gas stop. We make one food stop. That's it. And everything is in, out. Let's go. But my sister-in-law, she'll get us there safely. Just might take her 2 days just to get to Orlando. So anyway, that's what's going on. All right, real quick, final thoughts on Andor. I don't know if you're a Star Wars fan. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Of course, post Return of the Jedi has not, I won't even say post Return. I'll say post Revenge of the Sith. I'll say post-Revenge of the Sith. Star Wars has not been getting a lot of rave reviews with a lot of things that they've put out. Now, me personally, I have not had a lot of gripes. I was not a fan of how the sequel trilogy, beginning with Force Awakens, ended up. I know there was just so much drama with that. You know, you had the original director leave after Force Awakens. The new guy, Rian Johnson, comes in and took it in a totally different direction, killing off Luke. Like, it was just, yeah, you know. Then, of course, Carrie Fisher passes away. Like, it was just a lot. Wasn't overwhelmed by those three. Rogue One, loved it. It's my second favorite now. Solo, I thought was decent. The problem with Solo was it came out after all the negativity of that trilogy. So people didn't even give it a chance. I honestly think, but I thought Solo overall was good. A lot of the live action TV, Disney Plus stuff, I've overall been impressed with. Loved Grogu, Mandalorian. I thought Ahsoka was good. I thought the Obi-Wan series was good. I feel like I'm missing one. And then a lot of the animated stuff they've done over the years, I've been a fan of. Rebels, just all that. So anyway, Andor comes out. Season one, solid. Thought it was good. They announced season two. They started dropping trailers. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. I mean, after all, Rogue One, phenomenal. Season one, phenomenal. They did a 3-episode series premiere yesterday. Got all my work done after I got in from Midtown and Central soccer match. Got my video done. Said, I'm going to watch all three. Honestly, I was tired. Only made it through two. watched the third one this morning because I was up at 6 a.m. getting the kids ready for school. I think the creatives within the Disney fold have forgotten one simple fact. Star Wars takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Meaning, people, you're trying to make too much real world stuff take place in this fictional world that doesn't even need to be taking place. And Andor, from that aspect, was a bit of a letdown for me. Like, they don't use the S word in Star Wars, but they use the S word. And then there were just things that took place, and I'm just like, the creatives just aren't creative. They have no imagination. You don't have to tie in or like use real world things to happen in a galaxy far, far away in a time long, long ago. And so I'm gonna, because I'm a Star Wars fan, I'm gonna watch the rest to see how it all plays out. But overall, I was disappointed in these first three episodes. Like, just, I don't know. We'll see if they can get it together.
I feel you on that because it seems like it's really overt now. But when I go back and watch old shows and I see social issues on old shows, I'm like, you would have never known if you didn't know history that this was addressing something.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I've always equated the Force to people that are believers. Right? Not going to lie in that aspect, but just what actually takes place for the most part in the original Star Wars movies, like you didn't have, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it because, you know, there's people out there who are going to watch it that haven't watched it, but I don't know. Maybe if we're back next week, we should be back next week. I don't think United is on. So yeah, we'll be back next week. Maybe we can talk about it then. We'll see. But no. That's my spiel. Anyway, thanks for tuning in this week. Always a blast again highlighting what's going on in the world of high school sports, man. Love y'all out there. Keep doing your thing, and I'll be seeing y'all out there next week for sure as the playoffs continue for spring sports. Sonny, thanks for holding me down on the other side, my guy, and we'll do it again next week. This is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya!